This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If he's been traveling with me for a minute now, so he knows, like, when I, you know, when I ask you, isn't it, or en it, or is that right or no? Oh, you're going to have to answer me, because otherwise, you know, we're going to make fun of the brothers all night. As is my trend, alhamdulillah. Paradise has a price too. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Good, mashallah. I used to wonder as well, because paradise has a price and the help of Allah has some conditions, and I wondered, because we're always asking for the help of Allah, is that right? Every day, every week, every month, every year, every decade, every century since Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us, we've been asking for the help of Allah. And there are certain conditions to getting paradise, and there are certain conditions to getting the help of Allah. And hopefully, by the end of this, I would have probably, inshallah, taught you a little bit about those conditions, so that when you go home tonight, you can make that conscious decision to yourself that you're going to try your best to get into that garden, because where Allah has said, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم. Oh, you who believe. That's everyone in here, is that right? Oh, y'all, every single one of you. Oh, you who believe. Can you believe it, first of all, that Allah is talking to you directly in these verses? When He revealed them to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not a message that needs interpretation from an intercessor or whatever. There's no popes in Islam. We don't have someone that is perfect to go to and he tells God what we want to tell him. Allah created you by Himself, and He is very capable of talking to you by Himself. When He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, you should be so honored. So honored that you've been part of that group. Because it didn't have to be that way. I wasn't always part of that group. Yusuf Chambers wasn't always part of that group. Sheikh Yusuf Estes wasn't always part of that group. A lot of people in here now were not part of that group before. You should be so very honored that you're part of that. And may Allah keep us all a part of that group and increase us in the rank within that group. He said, Oh you who believe, shouldn't I show you? Now, Allah is showing you something now. First of all, He's talking to you, which is an honor. Second of all, He's showing you something that will benefit you. هَلْ أَدُلَّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ. Shouldn't I show you a trade? A business, a commerce, a deal. You know, we're living in this time of commercialism, isn't that right? We're living in this day where you people sell time, and they sell all kinds of different stuff. They're trying to sell air to us now. Well, Allah showed us a tijara as well. تُنْجِيكُم مِّنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That will prevent Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from punishing you. You guys want that. I don't even have to ask you if you want it. Because if you say no, we have other things to talk about. You need to be go-wrapped in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? Because really, honestly, you want Allah not to punish you. You think about the people of Noah, the people of Lot, the people of Ad and Thamud, and the people of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh himself. You desperately, desperately need Allah not to punish you. And so do I. And so do all the people in the world, except some of them don't know it yet. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, hal adullakum ala tijara, tunjikum min adabin alim. Shouldn't I show you a trade, a commerce that will prevent me from punishing you? You are responsible for part of that. You are required to do three things. And two of them you're doing already. One of them, and the third, many of you have done here tonight. Probably all of you, inshallah, have done all three today. So congratulations, y'all. This is a reminder. This is something that will solidify what you've already done. Because sometimes, shaitan gets in the way, doesn't he? He don't want you to prosper at all. He's cursed to go to hellfire, and he wants to have company there with you. He wants you to come with him. Since he's already doomed to go there. So he sometimes gets in the way a little bit. And just like any wrestler, I'm going to show you how to defeat your enemy, inshallah. You'll make him tap before this night's over. Some of you made him tap already. Allah has said, which is your part, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. To believe in Allah and His Messenger. That you're doing already. You believe in Allah and His Messenger, is that right? أَكْثِرُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ. You believe in Him already. So you're two-thirds of the way there. Already you're almost done. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. To struggle and to strive for the sake of Allah with yourselves and with your wealth. Sisters, every day, every single day when you walk out of your house, you take it, don't you? JazakAllah khair. Apparently some of y'all give it right back, apparently as well. That's good. No, I'm serious. No, that's true. That's true. Most of the time I'm talking to you anyway. Because the sister took my shahada. So I owe my Islam to every single Muslim I walk in the planet right now. Because one took my shahada. And one took shahada from me. And the mother of my two daughters gave birth to two more. And I got a stepdaughter, which is a third one. I'm surrounded by sisters. I never get to the washroom ever in my house. I have to get up at 3 a.m. Alhamdulillah. So I'm surrounded by sisters all the time. And you guys know all about struggle, huh? Every day, you get made fun of.
Go back to your country, eh?
Some goof tells you that. Some idiot that can't barely spell your name, much less his own, tells you that. Even though you were born here, a lot of you were born and raised up here. This is your country. But they're telling you, why don't you go back home? Funny thing about the people that done that, they go all over the planet and tell you to go back home. SubhanAllah. Brothers, when you want to make salah on your job, people make fun of you, isn't it, sometimes? Those of us who are like bigger, they don't tend to make fun of us. Because, well... Alhamdulillah. We have options. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because I do want to fly home on Tuesday, right? No, but that happens sometimes.
Why are you bending like that?
It's great. And honestly, I love those questions because then you get to go rap them. All right, sisters go rap them all the time. I know that because they've been giving shahada since I got here. I went to Swansea two weeks ago. They done gave 5 shahada since I left. They gave one on the day I got there. And the brothers gave 1 shahada. Alhamdulillah, I was able to help them out and do that. Because the ones that were there weren't doing it. But they're learning. They are learning. The brothers are coming, sisters. Don't worry. You ain't alone, inshallah. You might be far ahead, but you're not alone. So this kind of thing is kind of cool in a way, that they tell you that. Because then you get to talk to them. You get to answer their questions. You get to tell them something about Islam. And maybe, just maybe, they might see things the way you do. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That's better for you. إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you but know. I'm going to tell you about a group of people that struggled for the sake of Allah. And they all died. You know the story of the boy and the king, I'm assuming. It's a long story. It requires a lecture. But suffice it to say that at the end, the boy who guided his people to Islam was killed. And all his nation was killed as well. Now many of you may think, what a waste. Why couldn't they just leave? Come to the UK and live in East London somewhere, right? Well, there was no UK back then. There was no, you know, immigration. There was no hijrah. They stayed there and they all died. Wouldn't you like it if Allah remembered you? You'd love that, right? Obviously, who wouldn't like that? How about if Allah remembered you in a gathering? That'd be pretty cool too, right? If Allah told the angels to love you, If he told Jibril to love you, Jibril told the angels to love you, and then the angels ordered the people to love you, you'd like that, right? That would be really cool. What about if Allah Ta'ala mentioned you in His book? Wow. Well, that's not going to happen. But it did happen. Those people that were all killed by their oppressive ruler, Allah went on to talk about them. Allah Ta'ala mentioned you in His book. Wow. Well, that's not going to happen. But it did happen. Those people that were all killed by their oppressive ruler, Allah went on to talk about them. He said after, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير. Imagine those people, they might have died, that's true, all of them, but إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ To them belong gardens underneath which rivers flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ That is victory. That is victory. That's real victory, y'all. Seriously, London, that's victory. I don't care if you live in London, if you live in Nairobi, Kenya, if you live in Toronto, Canada. I don't care if there were people found on the moon. That is victory. The price of paradise is three things. Two of them you're doing already. Three of them some of you are doing now anyway. Keep that up. Because there's no stopping until you reach that place. I'm serious. You cannot afford to give up. But these verses go on to encourage you a little bit more. What does Allah say? Because it is a tijara, and I'm going to close soon, unless you want me to continue.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Sisters, y'all ain't hungry? You hungry? You hungry, right? I had three croissants today. I'm starving, I'm telling you right now. Y'all probably ate more than I did. So I'm hungry too. My stomach is snapping at my backbone right now. But I gotta finish this, inshallah. Allah said, because it is a tijara between you and Him, you're responsible for how many things?
Three
things, right? To believe in Allah, to believe in His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to struggle and to strive with your wealth and yourselves for the sake of Allah. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ That's better for you if you know. Why is it better? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah will forgive you of your sins.
Wow. First of all, actually it starts before that. First of all, Allah won't punish you. That's first thing. تُنْجِيكُم مِّنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah will not punish you. That's number one. Number two, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you of your sins. You guys, we all have something that we need Allah to forgive us for, don't we?
Yes.
Some people might know it, some might not know it, but you know it, and Allah knows it. If you're doing these three things, بِقُوَّةِ اللَّهِ, with the permission and the mercy of Allah, He will erase it for you. Remove it completely off the record. No one knows about it, even He'll make you forget about it. In the Akhirah, inshaAllah, you will meet Him. He may even come to you and just tell you softly so that only you will hear Him. Because you've concealed it in the world, He's going to conceal it in the Akhirah. Allah can do that. We don't need no one to die on a cross for us. Allah doesn't have children, especially that He kills. Huh? Seriously? You're kidding me, right? We don't need that in Islam. We don't have none of that. Allah can forgive you just like He created you, just like He gave you life, just like He will cause you to die, He can forgive you. So we ask Him for that, for all of us in here. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَيَدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And He will give you Jannah. Oh my goodness. Jannah, brothers, sisters, you know what? Many of you, many of us, probably all of us, look at Jannah as being so far away. So far away and so hard to get there. Because the iman goes up and it goes down, is that right?
Yeah.
Jannah is a place that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ear has never heard things there, and the eye has never contemplated, and the eye has never seen, and the ear has never heard, and the heart has never contemplated. That's Jannah. But why is it that you can't think of yourself as part of that? I mean, it's possible, right? That you make it Jannah. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Don't say no. Just say yes, inshallah. Because who deserves Jannah? Nobody does. No one deserves Jannah by default. No one. Well, it's true. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than all of us in here. Is better than all of us who ever lived on the planet. Ever. And even he said he will get Jannah only by the mercy of Allah. So you do the good things that Allah ordered you to do. And I need you to just visualize it for a minute. Just visualize it. Just like the brother told you, close your eyes and visualize that place. Visualize you there. You, the sister who struggles with the hijab, visualize yourself there. Brother who is ashamed to grow this even though you have to, visualize yourself there. Visualizing yourself in a place that tree trunks are made out of gold. Are you kidding me? Golden tree trunks. Visualize yourself there where everything is perpetually good. You know, even your bad memories are erased. There'll be a person who will have a very difficult life. And they'll be dipped into the Jannah just one time and they'll be asked, have you ever known difficulties? And they will say, no. Erasing of bad memories even. Forget the construction worker that talks crap to you. Forget him. Tells you to go back to your country. The earth belongs to you, Muslimah. Forget the people that make fun of you when you pray, akhi. Because the world belongs to you, brother. Allah made it for you. You just have to stand up and be accounted for. In the best possible way, and that way is to spread this message. To spread it. To not be ashamed of it. And if you do get scared, just think of yourself there. وَمَسَكِينَ طَيِّبًا فِي جَنَّةُ عَدْنٍ. Allah will also give you righteous dwellings in gardens of delight. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is tremendous victory. Just like those people that I read about in Surah Al-Buruj. Just like them. That is tremendous victory. Allah may not mention you in His book, but whenever He mentions the people of Jannah, I want you to ask Him to give it to you. Don't think you don't deserve it because no one does. Really. Just because. You deserve it because of, inshaAllah, the mercy of Allah. So ask Him for that. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونِ Something else that you would like. Remember I told you in the beginning of the talk, you ask Allah for His help all the time. You ask Allah for His mercy all the time. Well, نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ The help of Allah and a clear-cut victory you will also get. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So give glad tidings to the believers. Three things that you do, and look what you get. First of all, Allah doesn't punish you. Second of all, Allah forgives you of your sins. Third of all, He enters you into Jannah. Fourth of all, He gives you dwelling places in gardens of delight. Fifth of all, He gives you a clear-cut victory. He gives you His help. Sixth of all, clear-cut victory. Now that goes for the brothers and the sisters too, isn't it? Of course, Jannah is for them. Jannah is for them just like it's for you, akhi. But we need to encourage them sometimes because they don't always get the attention they need. Is that right? Admit it, akhi. That's right. Jannah is for them. Jannah is for them just like it's for you, akhi. But we need to encourage them sometimes because they don't always get the attention they need. Is that right? Admit it, akhi. That's right. Well, Jannah has trees in it, doesn't it? Okay, good. Trees are planted by what? Huh? Seeds. No, okay, yeah, you're right. The Jannah trees are by dhikr. But trees in general are planted by seeds. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came to his people, he changed the society. So he planted what? Seeds of change. Well, guess what? On the 20th of May, in central London, the sisters of this city, the sisters of Ayara, the sisters of England, the Muslimah, is going to plant some seeds of change as well. And sisters, you support everything, don't you? I mean, I'm serious. Everywhere I've been, all over the planet, the sisters have supported everything. You support the programs, you support the da'wah efforts, you support my stuff. You buy most of the DVDs, Jazakumullah Khair, by the way. So I need you to support your own conference too. Your own conference. It's a 1,000-seater hall. 1,000 seats. 1,000 people. I need 1,000 Muslimas to be there. And I'm serious. I don't think I've ever been more serious about anything since July 2nd, 1996. Every conference that I've done, I'm not as serious about it as I am about this one. Why? Because yesterday I got booked to talk there. Alhamdulillah. No, even before that. Even before that, I was serious about it. I'd promo it anyways. If they canceled my booking, I'd still promo the conference. Why? Because it's urgent. Urgent. The Jannah is for them too. And they need to learn about the people that came before them, the women that came before them, the Maryams alayhi salam, the mothers of Musa, the Khadijas, the Aishas, the Nusaybas, the Sumayyas, the Hafsas, the Halima Sa'diyas, all the different ladies that came before. Ibn Taymiyyah. Taymiyyah wasn't his dad. Taymiyyah was his grandmother. You need to know that. You need to know about Hafsa bin Sirin, the teacher who Muhammad bin Sirin, who was a famous mufassir, used to come to her and ask her questions as his sister. You need to learn about these people so that you could be the best of womankind, and I need you to fill that building. Fill it. Buy tickets for people if you want to. Fill it. I don't care if you're seeing this video and you live in Taiwan and you can fly here, you need to come here. I'm as serious as a heart attack. If I can fly from Canada, you better be flying from other places too, because I'm going to take an 8-hour flight to come here. 8-hour flight is a long way, right? If I can cross the ocean, you guys can cross the city, inshallah. I'm serious. You have no idea how serious I am. Actually, yeah, you do. You know how serious I am. Anyone that's on the fan page know how serious I am. That's for sure. Because I'm going to be indicting you with that from now until the 20th of May. Until you're so shy, you have to buy a ticket. Inshallah. It's urgent. It's urgent. This is not going to be a failure. Absolutely not. Inshallah ta'ala. And we ask Allah to make it a tremendous success. As today was a tremendous success, you now know the price of paradise, and you now know how to attain the help of Allah. That is my time, London. جزاكم الله كل خيرا يقولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولي ولكم. Please sign up on the fan page, because I kind of rant and rave on there every now and then. I post everything. Just getting my teeth drilled to ayat of Quran. We post it all. Crazy pictures and all that stuff, so log on to that. That's facebook.com/AbuHafsaAbdulMalik Claire. Some of the sisters have it already, so you can share it, inshallah ta'ala. And the brothers have it too. So, JazakumAllah khairan once again, Greenwich. I will miss you until I see you again on May 20th. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.